May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a word, actually I wrote this devotional this week from this word, and it was intended to be something I was going to share here, because the Lord's been saying to me, you know, quietly, that to speak some things from 1 Thessalonians, to let him speak some things into my life, and then use that as a springboard to also share some things here. So this is from 1 Thessalonians, beginning in verse 2. It says, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father." Now, let me read it to you again, the way grammatically it should be written. Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith, your labor of love, and your steadfastness of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. Now, some people will translate that and try to say, when he talks about steadfastness of hope in, I think that's why they change it. It's talking about the coming again of Christ. That's not what he's talking about again at all. The word literally here is not the word in, it's of. So, again, it's a little bit of a mind bender, but it's so amazing. He congratulates them or blesses them, honors them, says that they remember continually their work of faith, their labor of love, and their steadfastness of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, they start off by saying, your labor of love, your work of faith, your steadfastness of hope, ends up saying it's Jesus' labor of love. It's Jesus' work of faith, and it's Jesus' steadfastness of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the question in the devotional that I asked was, okay, what a confusing grammatical sentence. Is it us? Was it them? Or was it Jesus? And the answer is yes. Because they were in Christ, their work of faith was actually his work of faith through them. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And every work that we do must be by faith, because that which is not of faith is sin, the scripture says. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, Hebrews 11, 6 says. So it's his work of faith. But because I'm in union, when I walk that, when I step forward in whatever the thing might be, no matter what might be going on inside of me emotionally, when I step forward trusting him, I'm actually releasing him. I'm actually resting in his faith, that he's got faith for this. But he gives me credit. When I commit a labor of love, whatever that might look like, whether it's praying for somebody, ministering to somebody, serving somebody in some way, a conversation with somebody, it's actually his labor of love in me. And my steadfastness of hope is actually, Jesus is the God of hope. He's ministered so many times to me by reminding me about situations I'm not sure, I'm like really scared of. You know, I get tempted. He says, I've got faith for that. You've heard me say this. I go, you got faith for this? Okay, I can go forward. Or, gosh, Lord, that really person's really scary, or that person's really hurt me. He said, I really have love for them. I go, oh, you really love them? And I'm in you, so, yep, okay, I just surrender to your love for them. And I'll go, Lord, I don't have any hope for this thing to ever work out. He says, I've got hope for it. Well, you've got hope for it? Yep, I can stand steadfastly in the fact that you have steadfast hope for that. Do you understand? Stunning and very classic Paul talking about how the Christian life works. And then what I love what he says here, he says, all that happens in the presence of our God and Father. The life that Jesus lives through me, every minute he lives that dance in the presence of the Father. He didn't have to ask for the presence of the Father. He doesn't plead for the presence of the Father. He lives his life in the presence of the Father. And I can know, because I'm in union with him, and my labor of love is his labor of love, my act, work of faith is his act of faith, and my steadfastness of hope is his steadfastness of hope, that I'm participating. I get to participate in that life lived before the presence and the sheer delight of the Father. Amen? I don't know how to jump out of my skin to communicate how that thrills me, that because the Father, how much does he enjoy? What kind of affection? What's the level of affection he has for Jesus? How much does he enjoy Jesus? Well, the practical life I live in Christ, because it's my labor of love, but it's his labor of love. I'm trusting him. It's my work of faith, but it's actually his work of faith. I'm trusting his faith. It's actually his steadfastness of hope. And therefore, I get to experience, participate because of that. He enjoys me just like he enjoys Jesus. And his affections for me, the Father, is the same that Jesus has. I get to live in the conscious reality of that every single day of my life. Abba, Father, enjoys me, delights in me, loves me just like he loves Jesus. Because I'm in Christ. And the life I'm living is actually the life that he's living through me. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.